Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Make faces with the kid. Have you ever been in like a grocery store and like a kid is just walking past and you just make faces with the kid and the kid just gets like stoned? They just look at you. Rowan is here with her family. Rowan, how old are you? How old are you, Rowan?
10.
She's 10. She was looking at me. He's looking at me. And he doesn't realize, and I'm looking at him, and I'm looking right at him, and he's just looking through me. And I'm like waving, and I'm going, hi, how are you doing? And then all of a sudden, are you talking to me? So they're hanging out here with us at Buffalo's Cafe. So thanks for coming out, guys. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Is that mom, grandma? Who's who? Who's who? Mom? Grandma? Brother? What's up, Bo? Brother Bo. So mom, grandma, hello. Oh, that's awesome. So the whole family is out here hanging out with us. And I just want to get – so, Rowan, hi. You say hello now, right? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Abe's in for Mike today. Coming up, the question is, will he cry? We will talk about it because it is a real thing. And we will talk about why with this new doc coming out. Also, we got some guy talk coming up because I don't know if you guys heard, but TSA changed some things yesterday, and it is a big deal. So we got to get into that, and we'll definitely do that later this hour. If you're just joining us, you're going, well, Dukes and Bell, Abe, man, what did you guys think about the Braves? We didn't. It was 10-1 last night against the
Athletics.
Thank you, Abe. Against the Athletics. It was 5-0, guys, when I tuned in. And I'm like, what is going on? And all of a sudden I realized Didier Fuentes – had given up 5 runs before I could blink an eye. And then, you know, we get 1 run. Eli White hits a home run. Whoop-de-doo. This team, man, I mean, it's beyond frustrating at this point. Now, Acuna didn't play, and Abe and I got into a spirited conversation as to how this all went down, because I do think it's important. You know, you can just say, well, yeah, he got scratched from the lineup because of lower back tightness. And then part of this is like, okay, he's part of the attraction for the All-Star game. Were they resting him again? Michael Harris also not in the lineup. But I don't know. I don't think that's a surprise, right? We weren't surprised about Harris.
No, I think ultimately you're not surprised. But I wouldn't have predicted it. But when I saw that he was out against the lefty, I'm like,
I saw your text when you saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
So anyways, and by the way, we have no idea how long he's going to be. Like, they could keep him out of the series. Who knows? I don't know. If you talk about sitting a guy down, we've been saying this, Abe.
And they've been sitting – this is not the first time he was yanked. Remember, he had a couple days off
before
weeks ago.
Correct. But
didn't work.
But when we talk about a guy struggling and people say, well, he needs to sit, this is what we're talking about. It's not one game. If you're going to sit him and he's got to get his head right for whatever reason, then this is what you do.
I mentioned this just via text. I just wonder how much of this is a confidence issue with him, and I just don't know if he can rebuild confidence hitting .210 in the majors. And so if you send him down.
What, he's got to go hit some bums?
Is he? Yeah.
You can get your confidence back in the majors.
He's not facing Didier Fuentes.
You can get your confidence back. I don't know what it's going to take, but you can get it back. You want him to go down to a double A and face some bums? That's not happening.
Triple A's fine.
Okay. But I'm
just saying you got to try something. What are we going to do? We're going to ride out the rest of the season with him hitting 210, walking, I don't know, one more time the rest of the season, and then put him out at the eighth spot again next year in defense? Like, you got to try something.
It's embarrassing. It really is right now. So, no Harris. Okay. Out of the lineup. Ronald out of the lineup. But regardless, last night, I mean, it just felt like they weren't even competitive. That's how I felt last night.
You keep working on some mindset like Fuentes was going to give you five.
Well,
they weren't competitive from the first pitch, figuratively and literally, when dude goes inside the Parker.
Well, here's the thing, though. If we had any confidence, even being down 5-0, if we had any confidence in this lineup, you felt like, okay, well, we'll score three runs, we'll make it interesting, maybe we are able to pull it out. You lost
earlier,
when it was 5-0 in the first inning.
You were done. Earlier in the week, you and I talked about the surprise isn't when they are shut out or held to one like last night. The surprise is when they go for 5 or 6. It's not a surprise anyone teed off on Didier Fuentes. You were never winning this game, Carl.
We should have forfeited.
Why do you think I didn't stay awake for it? Aside from waking up at 3 a.m.
I was going to say you were tired.
But I also was like, they're not going to win this game either way.
All right, are we winning tonight?
I think you have a better chance, but like, you also could watch Bryce Elder give up 7 runs in 2 innings, and then
it's done.
Because you're gonna score 7?
No, we're not scoring 7. If we score 7, I'd be shocked.
Yeah. So as soon as someone gets to. I mean, what's the number you're not coming back from? 3? If someone puts a 3
5.
Up there.
No, 5 for sure. Now, 5, a team scores 5 runs, you feel like we're done. That's why in the first inning I was like, this is over.
I think a team gets to 3 and I'm like, they got us again.
Come
there
on.
There goes another one. It's really that bad.
It's bad. It is bad.
Go back and look at all of the games where you scored 7, 8, whatever. The other team's doing nothing. Like, you're front running in those games. It's 5-0, 5-1, now it's 7-0. You know, you're not battling with teams that often where they got 6 and you got 9. They're still at 0 or 1, and you've started to really roll through the runs.
You guys tell us what you think. Talking Braves there and briefly. 404-726-0929. That is the number. It's also our text line. We got to talk some dogs. So I want to talk about Alabama for a second. Why is Kalen DeBoer not bringing his quarterback to the SEC Media Week? Now, I just want to make this clear. He's not the only one, but I think he's the biggest one. When you talk about having a 5-star quarterback in your stable, a lot of Alabama fans are telling me already he's going to be better than the last guy, because I hear that all the time from Alabama fans. But the decision to not bring him to SEC Media Week is interesting. By the way, Kirby is bringing Gunnar Stockton to SEC Media Days, yet he is yet to name a starting quarterback. Now, Abe, is this his way of naming the starter by bringing Gunnar Stockton? Because Kirby plays this game every year, right? I mean, even when we think we know who the starter is, he waits until like week one and names his starter.
There's a couple things that we're looking at here, and I do agree with you. I do agree with you. I think this is – well, let me go back to the beginning. I didn't think there was a real quarterback competition to begin with. I didn't think Puglisi was in the discussion to start. It was always going to be Gunnar Stockton. So we can say that officially. I also think, though, in the decision to bring Gunnar Stockton, this is probably the only year in recent memory where we don't know if Georgia's got a first-round pick on the roster.
Whoa. Defense, they got first-round pick.
Who? I'm. By the way, I agree. I think there are going to be first-round picks when the draft comes around, but I think it's tough to circle a guy right now and say that guy's your first-round pick
this
year.
Okay.
And so, and on offense too, I just think it's tough to circle a guy that's like, hey, that's the dude this year on offense. And so, it feels like it was a tough decision on who to bring. A lot of people did not think Gunnar Stockton was going to go there. We heard it yesterday from Connor. I know Brandon Adams, BA, has said it. Like, I asked a number of people, hey, are they going to bring Gunnar Stockton?
Yeah.
Most people said expect Oscar Delp. I don't know if Oscar's going to be if Gunnar's going to be there. There's no Oscar Delp. It's Gunnar Stockton. I think this is a pretty solid statement on a couple of things. One, obviously, the media aspect of what Gunnar can present on behalf of Georgia. I think it also tells you Kirby's pretty confident in what this guy's bringing to the field this year.
I agree with that. And also it gives Dog fans and the SEC a chance to kind of get to see him up close and personal, because we've not gotten that. I mean, Gunner kind of got thrown into this thing last year, right? He, I mean, he really did. With the injuries and all the stuff that happened. Here's the deal, though. And Alabama fans, Alabama, why are you not bringing your quarterback to the SEC media days? If Kalen DeBoer was that confident, what's the kid's name, Ty Simpson?
Ty Simpson.
They were confident in Ty Simpson. They would be showcasing him around SEC media days and saying, hey, we're not going anywhere. Look, we got the next man up. This is the next guy. Jalen Milroe, oh, that was last year. Ty Simpson is the reason you should be excited, Tide fans. But they're not doing that. But they're not the only one. Tennessee's not bringing their quarterback. But there's a reason. His name is not Nico. Their quarterback left, and right now I don't know what to expect from Tennessee at the quarterback position. You can tell me, Tennessee fans, all you guys want. Nico Iamaliava leaving hurt you. Missouri's not bringing their quarterback. Kentucky, they're not bringing their quarterback.
We don't know Brock Vandergrift this year?
Now, Texas A&M is interesting because Marcel Reed was pretty good for them last year.
He was.
And he is another guy. Be on the lookout. A kid ran for like 500 or 600 yards. He was really good. But they're not bringing theirs. But Alabama, that's just interesting to me that you are not going to be showcasing your guy at SEC Media Days.
I honestly think, as much as I don't believe Georgia has a competition, I think Alabama does.
You think there's a comp?
I think we've all been talking about Ty Simpson, and I'm not sure DeBoer is 100% locked in. And I think that goes to, one, how we feel about the, quote, competition in Athens that isn't one. And two, I think it also tells you, hey, there actually might be one in Tuscaloosa.
I got to ask you this. As we talk about this, how much confidence do you have in DeBoer? Last year, I got to tell you.
Very little.
Last year.
Very little.
Last year, he didn't look like he knew what he was doing. I'm just telling you.
I think they're very lucky that they have the second best receiver in all of college football on that squad.
Ryan is unbelievable.
I don't know what that team becomes without Ryan Williams.
Ryan is unbelievable.
And I think you had seen Jalen Milroe kind of turn the corner at the back half of the prior year, and they just look completely lost on how to use him and utilize him.
Yep.
With the exception of a game here or there, including the Georgia game, they didn't know what to do with him. They didn't know how to get that guy going.
Look,
at a high level.
I know everybody wants to say, and here's where I won't go wrong on this. Look, Alabama's still loaded. From just a personnel standpoint, there has not been this whole fall-off thing since Nick. By the way, and everybody's like, Nick's gone. No, Nick's at the end of the end zone. His office is right down there if you guys want to go visit with him, okay? So he's not like Nick's in Alaska. Nick Saban is still there. With that said, though, there's not been this huge fall-off when you talk about recruiting and personnel. They're still really loaded. I just don't believe in the coach like I once did when you talk about what Saban brought and then what DeBoer is bringing. Now, I know you can say it's 1 year, but it's not like he walked in and there were a bunch of bums that he was taking over. He had a squad. He had an experienced quarterback. They should have been better. They should have been more disciplined than they were last year. They were almost losing games because they were undisciplined.
Well, how different do we feel if they don't falter right at the end, right? They got –
humiliated
20-3 or whatever
at the end of the season
against South Carolina. And it was a South Carolina team that was trending upwards and all that. But you got to remember, like, Alabama was that game away from being in the playoffs. Like, they were right there.
With four losses?
Well, I'm saying if they had been able to win that South Carolina game.
Oh.
Because remember, they were in the discussion potentially even after losing that South Carolina game. They were one spot off.
Yeah,
right?
But you know what that was.
If they
was.
Had won that game, they're
but,
in.
But, Abe, you and I both know this.
Sure.
And Alabama fans own it. That was all just the brand. They weren't deserving.
Well, it was also the
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're comparing them to SMU, right? That's what it was?
And yes, yeah, it was the brand. It was simply Alabama deserves to be in. No, you didn't deserve to be in. We can't wait till SEC Media Days next week. We're going to be all over it, guys. 92.9 The Game, getting ready to kick off the football season. Live coverage from SEC Media Days in downtown Atlanta. So we'll get a chance to hear what DeBoer says and covering all your favorite teams. All right, when we come back, is he going to cry again? It's a real question on Dukes and Bell.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.